Morning, Rabotai. I'd like to thank Heraway for inviting me to share with you some insights into what I've called the divine design, a theme that we can see permeates Torah observance. It has connections to creation and to many themes in Yiddishkeit. And because there's such unity in this theme, I've called it Divine Design, and hence I published a book called Divine Design, and which I'm presenting to Torah Way. And this is only a short synopsis of some of the themes mentioned in Divine Design, and the rest, well, Zil Gemur. That's why I'll leave it here for any of those who are interested to carry on looking at this theme. Now, the divine design that I'm going to speak to you about today is based on 10 words in this week's parsha. Re'ei korasi v'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur v'matei Yehudo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, see, Re'ei, see, korasi v'shem, I have called by name. The Targum translates, Rabbeisi v'shum, who I have made great by name. And who is that? Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. Torah identifies him, not only himself, his father, but also his grandfather and his shevet. And there are many reasons for that. In next week's parasha, Parashas Vayakhel, we also have a similar verse. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Ru'u, see, Korah Hashem b'shem b'tzal ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. And in fact, it's twice in the Torah that these names, the whole set of names is mentioned together with Bezalel's wisdom, Now, this expression Re'ei, see, basically, looking at these names, since they're hidden in them such depth, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually saying seems to be Re'ei, see, Ma Shekorosi B'Shem Bezalel, see, take a look at the depths in this name. And now we're going to look at some of the depth that is embodied there. First of all, let's look at the word shame. Re'ei korosi b'shem. Every person has a name. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir says, Shmo Gorim. The name of a person causes things. The name of a person shows a person's potential. And hence, the name shame, the word shame, is very similar, the same letters, to the word shom, there. It shows the there of the person, where the person is going, his potential, what he can reach. And here it is, Re'ei korosi b'shem. See what I've called b'shem. In this shem it shows the shom, the Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. Let's look at these names. The first name in the lineage is Hur. That was his grandfather. Then we have Uri, and then Bezalel. Looking at these names, we see a fantastic theme. Hur, the Or HaChaim says, has the connotation of Chayrus, freedom. Uri, the connotation of Oir. And actually, it doesn't say Oiri. We sometimes the David Hashem Oiri, but you see here it says Uri. Ur, as opposed to Oir, as we find in Tanakh, and the Malvin explains beautifully, Ur is a light that shines a much further distance, a much stronger light. It's a fire. My Uri is my fire. And Bezalel has the connotation of Tzel. Let's look at this carefully. In mind, having in mind the Sholosh Regalim. The order of the Sholosh Regalim is Chag HaMatzos, which is Zman Cheruseinu. Shavuos, what did we receive on Shavuos? Oir Raisa. Oir HaTorah, Torah Oir, Uri. Bezalel, the Tzel of Kel. Bezalel, Tzel Sukkah. Right? Okay, fine. Here we have a remez to the Sholosh Regalim. But what does this actually embody? Now, we have to analyze what one of the main themes of the Shorash Regolim collectively represents. Now, it's brought down in the Kuzari, in the name of the Sefer Yetzirah, that creation, and in fact our very lives, are based on three factors. There's us, the person, between time and space and environment. So it's the person, there's us, time, and our environment. Every one of us is somewhere at some time. Those are the three factors of life. That's what life revolves around. We, person, are here, place, environment, at such and such a time. Well, nearly 20 to 9. That's what life is about. We have to put Kedusha into these three areas. We have to sanctify these three areas. Looking at these Chagim, these festivals, we see Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. The Issur of Chometz, the Mitzvah of Matzah, are all dependent on
time.
The time factor is very, very important. Korban Pesach, we had to be very careful. That it had to be eaten on that. Lo Yolin, Chelev Chagi, learn the thing of the Issur of Lino. I want the concept of time. Time is of the essence. Klal Yisrael went up the Chippozim to show the importance of time. So, Pesach represents the concept of time. Shavuos. Rabbi Yosef says, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yosef says, Ilmole HaYoma, if it wouldn't be for this day, Kama Yosef Ika B'shuka. Torah defines the person. In fact, as it's called the language of the Sefer Yetzirah brought down in the Kuzari is that the world is based on Shona, Nefesh, and Olam. Shona is a terminology defining time, Nefesh the person, and Olam is the environment. So, and at Matan Torah it says Nafshi Yotzo B'Dabroi, my Nefesh went out, and as the Mephoshim explained, the Nefesh of Klal Yisrael gained a great Kedusha and then came back into the body at Matan Torah. So this is the concept. Shavuos is the concept of Nefesh. Torah improves the person. This is Torah's Ha'odom. This is Nefesh. Okay, that's person. Now, Sukkos, let's take a look at the mitzvahs of Sukkos. We have the mitzvah of dwelling in the Sukkah, but Sukkos Teshuvu, that deals with our environment. We are mekadosh the environment. Shem Shemayim is chal al ha-sukkah, the Gemara says. The name of Hashem, Kedusha, is chal al ha-schach, on the tail. That is Olam. And what do? We take the Arba Minim, something from outside of us, and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. So this is environment. Now, basically, what we've seen so far is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ru'u korosi, re'ei, korosi v'shem, I've called by name. And Ru'u, re'ei, see v'shem, what is in this name. Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur lemate Yehuda. And we've seen that these names correspond to the three foundations of creation and what life revolves around. So Betzalel actually embodied within him the secrets of creation. Now today we're only going to deal with these three names. The rest you can take a look on another occasion and you'll see the depth in that as well. Now the Mishkan itself, actually the Rishonim talk about it, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar has got a whole in Ramban, and also the latter, the Achronim, the Malbim's got a whole section that the Mishkan is actually like an Odom Kotan. It's a microcosm of the universe, and man is as well. For we find, for example, he says, if we look at the Mishkan, we can perhaps view it as a man lying down. So the Kodesh Kodoshim is the Oren, which represents the brain, the intellect. Then we have the Shulchan on the one side and the Menorah on the other. The Shulchan represents the heart, the sustenance to the body. The Menorah relates to Oir Avir, to the lungs, the Mizbeach to the digestive organs and so on in a spiritual way. So this is a representation of man. We, Klal Yisrael, by having the Mishkan and having the Avodah, bringing Korbanos, etc., we're actually tapping on to the corresponding factors, the element, corresponding elements in the universe. So, when we have over here, Re'ei Korosi B'Shem B'Talmen Uri Ben Hur, and in his name I embody certain things of creation, of the universe, in actual fact, this man, B'Tzalel, embodied within him these elements, these factors of the universe, and he had to put those into the Mishkan, which later on Klal Yisrael would serve in, and actually tap on to what's going on in the universe and influence it. So, let's go a little further now. I want to show you, for example, one area which we relate to every single day, twice a day, and you'll see how this pattern pervades that whole section. And that is the parasha of the first parasha of Shema, Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Now the question is, why is that parasha called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and why are the factors within it specially chosen to be part of our Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, Ol Malchus Shemayim, that acceptance of the yoke of heaven? We've got in there, we should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, all our heart, nafshecha, yourself, mo'edecha, and all that we possess, right? And then what does it tell us? We should have the words of Torah on our hearts, we should speak the words of Torah, teach them, and we should wear tefillin and write the mezuzah on our doorways. Why are these mitzvahs specially chosen as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim? Wouldn't perhaps Shabbos, which is more chomer than perhaps all of these mitzvahs, be chosen as one of them? Or other such mitzvahs? Why especially these? Now, let's analyze that parasha. The Torah says, Shema Yisrael, Shema, then Hashem, then Elokeinu, sorry, one second. Hashem, then Elokeinu, and Hashem Echad. Now, the Vilna Gaon explains, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. The first Yudkei Vavkei is Hashem in his essence, so to say. Divorced from all that surrounds him, Hashem. Elokeinu, our God. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to the Jewish nation. Something Kiviyochel outside of him. Hashem Echad, the second Hashem being one, that is Hashem in relation to everything else. There's an Ichud with everything else outside of him, Kiviyochel. Let's look at the next Pesuk. Then it says, Vo'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol ma'oidecha. You shall love Hashem with all your heart, your thoughts. Can we see our thoughts? Are thoughts tangible? No. They correspond to Shema Yisrael Hashem. Hashem in essence. Not seen, not related to anything, it's just Hashem. That relates to time. Time factor is the machshava. Levavcha, you shall love Hashem with all your heart, means the machshava, with thought. That relates to Shema Yisrael Hashem, and that relates to the concept of time, which is intangible, can't touch it, can't see it. It's so to say a physical element, but one of the most spiritual of the physical elements that we have. B'chol nafshecha, nafesh already is the person, including the body, that is already on the outside. That relates to Elokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already revealed. And that relates to nefesh, is the person. Then b'chol mo'edecha, with all that you possess, that is outside of man. So we go from the heart, machshava, which is hidden within, to the body, which is outside, and then to mo'edecha, that which is outside of man. That is all part of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have to be meshaber, we have to be makaber Ol Malchus Shomayim onto these factors. Let's go further. Let's look at the symmetry in this parsha. How do we love Hashem b'chol levavcha? Rashi says, if you want to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha, then it says, ho'ele asher nechim etzavcha hayoim al levavcha. The words of Torah have to be al levavcha. That's how you're going to love Hashem, with your heart and so on.
Then what's the next pasuk? V'shinan tam levanacha v'dibar tabon. Speak them, articulate the machshavas in the heart, bring them to the fore. And as the Targum says in Parshas Bereish, Vayhi Adam leNefesh Chaya, a very famous Targum, that man was, became the Ruach Memalalo, speak. Nefesh, one of the highest states of Nefesh is Milul, speaking, and speaking Torah. How are you going to come to accept HaKadosh Hashem Echad? That's part of, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one up there. No, He is one, He is within our lives. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad b'chol Nafshecha. Articulate the thoughts of Torah in your heart, Nafshecha. So that is Vishinantam and Vidibarta. And then what do we have? Ukshartam. And then Ukhtaptam al Muzuzesh Besacho Ubish Orecha. What's that? That's outside of us. That's already the tefillin we take, we put from outside, and we bind them onto ourselves, thereby binding our nefesh to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's kind of a reciprocal thing. And then Ukhtaptam al Muzuzesh Besacho Ubish Orecha. You shall write them on your doorpost, being Meshabed our, that which is outside of us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So under Moedecha we have Ukshar Tom and Uksav Tom. Right. So this here, all these areas, we've got this area here. The first, which relates to time, which is only Nitfas Belev. That which relates to personality, which is the articulation and the showing on the outside, the body, and then the environment. All are part of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now, if you remember before, we spoke about the festival of Sukkot being that of Ma'oid, Betzalel. And we mentioned two mitzvahs which we do with the environment, in which we relate to the environment. That is the mitzvah of Sukkah and mitzvah of the Arba Minim. Let's take a look here in the parasha of Shema. We also have, in this area, we have two factors as well. In the area of Ma'oid, which relates to the environment, what do we have? Ukshar Tom, which is tied to the body. And incidentally, the Levush says in Orach Chaim, he brings down from earlier sources, he says that the Arba Parshiyos correspond to the four species, to the Arba Minim that we hold. So the Tefillin Ukshar Tom relate to the Arba Minim. Ukhsav Tom is the submission of our house, our abode, that which we dwell in, and that corresponds to mezuzah for ma'oid, because we have metalte and we have nechse deloy naide, right? We have metalte and we have nechassim kivuim. So all this is part of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We have to subdue this, bring it all into the oneness, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this relates again to the Eikos Hashem Betzalo Ben Uri Ben Chur. Chur in the concept of time. Let's go a little further into this. Uri, the nefesh, and the talo, the environment. When is a person truly free? A person is only truly free once his time is not mishu. But as Mesudas Yesharim said, what was the eitzah of Paroi? Tich bad obed al anashim. Don't give them time to think. As Mesudas Yesharim said, if a person wants to be free, we have to set aside times to think about seach cheshbon nefesh, etc., etc. That is freedom. Chag ha-matzois. Matzois is bread related to time. We cannot step over a certain time factor. That is freedom, when we are in control of time. Uri, what is light? When Torah can permeate through the body and bring kedusha to the person. And what is the shibud of the environment? That is when one is in the tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being meshabed these various things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these areas, there's a lot more to discuss on them. Actually, I should mention another point here. You may say, well, okay, fine. Levavcha relates to time because time is intangible, and Levavcha also relates to the thoughts in the heart, which are intangible and cannot be seen, they're invisible, right? But where is the factor of time in that pasuk? In fact, the pasuk says, V'hoyu advarim ele asher nechim et savcho hayoim. And Chazal asked, Rashi brings, what's chach hayoim? Didn't say hayoim. No. It shouldn't be be'enecha kidyut gemar yeshana. It shouldn't be like an old thing. Torah true, was given thousands of years ago, but every time there's memashmesh b'Torah, you find dvarim chadoshim, new things in Torah. So Hayoim, the Torah brings the factor of Hayoim al Levavecha, time. The person is meshabed his time to Torah, then he is truly free. Now, Chazal tell us, "Vo'av Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshcha u'b'chol ma'idecha." The Sifri brings levavcha corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Why? As the pasuk says, we say it every day. U'matzasa es levavoy ne'eman afanecha. You found his heart ne'eman, trustworthy before you. Yitzchak gave his nefesh. Yaakov has to do with ma'id. As he says, "Va'atzor yisili shne machanos." Now become two machanos. Now it goes even further than that, and what we have to look at is basically this parsha of Shema goes, so to say, from the nucleus. We saw the lev, that's machshava, then we go to the guf, dibur, articulating, that's what's within the nucleus to the outside. Then round it we had tefillin, which go directly on the body, and we mashabit, we make that part of Hashem Echad. And then we have mezuzah on the doors of the house which surround it. They're not directly connected to our body. So we go from within to without. Now let's take a look at the obvious. Avraham Avinu is mashabit his lev, matzoses levovay ne'amon afanechan, with his chesed, which is also through the lev. Yitzchak, his body, he gave his whole self on the mizbeach. Yaakov Avinu, what do you find? First of all, only by Yaakov does it say Vayiben Sukkos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yitzchak, no Sukkos. Yaakov corresponds to this line over here. Not only that, very interesting. The word Evan or Avonim is not mentioned in connection with Avraham and Yitzchak, only in connection with Yaakov. And then in three instances in one parsha, in Parshas Vayetze, we took the stones, Asher Somer Asher Yisrael, and they became one, and each time it's a miraculous kind of event with stones. Second time with a stone by the well, and the third time Yegar Sa'ad Dusa, there was a whole bikuach between Laban and Yaakov, who is stronger, and the Talchuma says that Yaakov lifted up a rock which is Kishino Shel Tzipori, a huge kind of mountain. He lifted up and he said to Laban, "What do you say, Emesh, your God came to you and said you can't start with me, see if you can lift it up even with your chaverim." Laban couldn't. Yaakov was the one who was sholeit on Evan. Now basically Yaakov, he had 14 years of learning Torah, as we know, with Mesirus Nefesh, without lying down. Doesn't say he didn't sleep, it's not a shock. 14 years he wasn't shoychev. Torah with Mesirus Nefesh can cause that the Torah goes from the lave through the body and can have an effect on the environment, and that's Yaakov. The question is, though, since Yaakov, we have over three Amudim, Avraham, Chesed, Yitzchok, Avraham, and Yaakov is Torah. Torah is something sublime. Why is Yaakov connected with stones which are the lowest strata of creation? Domem, and then Domem. But that's the Torah is. Torah is that which can go right through the person, from the lathe, through the nefesh, and right to Moed. When we put a mezuzah on the door, when we put tefillin on ourselves, when we write tefillin, when you actually put the parshas in the leather, the physical thing, they get kedusha from the spiritual Torah. That is what Torah is. Torah can not only encompass it, it's derech, it goes right through from the most spiritual up in Shomayim, comes down and right through to Ma'od.
Maybe this part of Akiva started off with stone. He started to learn Torah when he learned the stone.
Could be. Anachanam. Could be. No. To look into that. Kendra. Could be. Now, let's take a look at another area. We have three oises between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ourselves. There were more mentioned, more there, so that they should put an ois on the door of the batim in Mitzrayim and so on. But three oises which we fulfill today, they are Shabbos, Bris, and Tefillin. Right? Now it's very interesting. The word Shabbos is Shin Beis Tov. Shabbos, so Shin is the first word of Shabbos, the first letter of Shabbos. Beis is the first letter of Bris, and Tov is the first letter of Tefillin. Shabbos is in fact the first ois. From Shabbos came Kedusha, from creation, and that permeates Kedusha right through to from Shona Nefesh to Olam. Shabbos is the Kedusha of time. Bris is the Kedusha of the body, Nefesh. And Tefillin, Kedusha of Nefesh around us. And look at the order. I won't write it, but you can now see the pattern. just put them one under the other. Shabbos was chronologically the first ois. It's the most spiritual. Time, again, intangible, right? Kedusha Shabbos is lamala mi Kedusha Yisrael, mi Kadish HaShabbos then mi Yisrael. The Kedusha, the bris is the Kedusha of the body. Tfilin is the Kedusha of the environment. Chronologically, Shabbos came first, then came bris milo, to Avraham Avinu, or just before they went out of Mitzrayim, then came Tfilin. When they went out of Mitzrayim, it's a whole discussion when they actually got the mitzvah of Tfilin, but it came after. That chronologically. In the life of a child, also. The Gemara says, why is bris, the Medrash says, why is bris milo on the eighth day? So he should meet the Matruna first, he should meet the queen, the Shabbos first. Shabbos comes into the life of a child, and it comes first, and it comes memela. Then, next, on the eighth day, after, bris milo, that's the kedusha of the body. That has to be done by someone else, or later on by the child himself, but it's so important. Shabbos comes memela. Bris milo comes, based in whatever it is, but it comes early on in the life. And then tefillin, much later on, and by the child himself. So we see this order chronologically and in the life of a child, going from Shona to Nefesh to Olam. Right? Now, there are other areas which, even in the Mishkan we said is a microcosm of the world. Bezalel, who was the designer of the Mishkan, had to embody within himself these factors, and the Mishkan embodied them as well. There are three kelim inside the Mishkan which had a zeir, which had a crown, as Rashi says. Rashi brings it from the Medrash. They were the Oren, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZohar. These three correspond to what we have spoken about. Why? Because we've just discussed Shabbos, Bris, and Tefillin. When was the Lechem HaPonim put on the Shulchan? The Yom HaShabbos, B'Yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, Parshas Emor, on Shabbos. Not only that, so the Shulchan also had matzah on it. That corresponds to, as Manchayu said, the Chag HaMatzah is. That fits in that area, the Shulchan. The next Mizbeach HaZohov, that relates to Nefesh. Why? First of all, we have it's brought in Farshim and Shulchan Aruch. Anybody who's a Sunday, Ke'ilu, his Makriv, the Ketores. Bris has to do with Ketores. And the Mefarshim explain also the Mizbeach HaKetores, the Ketores was such a Oir Godel, I'm not talking physically, but it was Meir, Oiros, Lamalo, Yosef Mikola, more than all the other Korbonis. That relates to Uri. And then what do we have? We have the Oren. The Oren embodied the Torah. And what's Tefillin? Tefillin had in them Parshas of the Torah. Of these three Oisos, Tefillin is that which embodies Torah. The Tefillin Shorosh, there's a Medrash which says that they correspond to Torah. So the Mishkan itself in many ways embodied these concepts. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Re'eh, see, Korosi v'Shem, see what I've called in this name, Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur, the Mati Yehuda, he embodies within him the secrets of creation, the secrets of Jewish life, of Torah. And if I may, there's a very interesting Ramban in the Hakdoma to Sefer Shmos, and right at the end of Sefer Shmos he synopsizes this theme as well. He says that don't think that the chayus, the freedom that Klal Yisrael received when they left Egypt was nigmar, was completed just with going out of Egypt or even with Matan Torah. You know, there's a physical redemption and there's a spiritual redemption. Physical redemption on Pesach, spiritual redemption on Shavuos, the highest level of the Lokachot Chanvila, on the highest of the four expressions. He says, "V'hineh ha'golus enenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el makom el malas avosam yoshuv." The golus that came out of Egypt was not finished yet. U'kishiyotim Yitzrayim, when they went out of Egypt, afal pi shiyotim beit avodim adayin yachshuvu golim. Even though they went out of the house of slavery, they were still considered as golim, still considered as exiles. Ki hoyu be'eretz lo elohem nevuchim b'midbar, because they were in a land not their own, nevuchim, confused in the desert. But ukeshebo el har Sinai, when they came to Har Sinai to be mekabel the Torah, va'osu hamishkan, and they made the Mishkan, The Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu v'hishtesh chinosa b'nem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned and put his finna amongst them, oz shobe el malas avisam, then they returned to the level of their fathers, shehoyosoyde loka ale ohalem, that the secret of Hashem was on their tents, v'heim heim amerkoba, and others are that which the holy chariot, the chariot, v'oz nafshu v'gurim, and then they were considered as redeemed. So again, there are three factors here to their geula: the chayrus, which they went out from Mitzrayim, Pesach. Then Mamad Har Sinai, Shavuos, and then the Mishkan. Says the Ramban, making the Mishkan and Hakadosh Baruch Hu being Mashrei Shechina on them, that was the Gemar HaChirus. Ah, you ask a kasha. The Ramban said they weren't considered as Geulim, as saved, till because they were the Eretz Lo Elohim Nevuchim Bamidbar. When the Shechina came on the Mishkan, they weren't in Eretz Lohem. But the main thing seems that what Ramban is referring to, not just that you can be the Eretz Lo Elohim, but if you have the Torah way, you've got the Derech HaTorah, then you're not Novuch anymore. You can be in Chutz La'aretz. If you have Torah, you have the way that is being presented, that makes it that they're not Novuch anymore. Torah shows us the way, not only in time, not only ourselves, but that we are ma'achet everything around us, even in Golus. That is freedom. And so basically what I have presented today is a short synopsis of the divine design. Idach zil gemoy, and I hope you enjoy it.